put a finer point on it. You're not saying we should play dirty. They're playing dirty, and then we're not even responding to them playing dirty as if it's playing dirty to go, you're the one that signed orders and get the military for martial law, and here's Jamie Raskin saying civil war conditions, and here's Carbel saying armed uprising, and here's everybody saying kill Trump supporters, and you know all this crap. You're the ones doing what you're blaming, so we're watching you. And they're running the same election theft garbage they did before, but even more naked. Here's the good news. More and more people see through this crap every minute. And a lot of you that are discouraged, again, are not a public figure, which is great. It's great to have anonymity. I'm not like, oh, I'm a public figure. You're not. I'm famous and infamous, extremely so. When I walk in a restaurant, almost everybody turns and looks and says, that's Alex Jones. People start coming over, shaking my hand, all the rest of it. And maybe one person's giving me a dirty look. I get yelled at every 6 months now instead of every day. It was still mainly love I would get over the years, but I mean, it got rough when Trump first got elected and a lot of stuff. All I get is love all over the country. I mean, I go to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun like once a year. And the Mexicans barely speak English, but we like Trump. We like you. We like your show. I mean, it's the globalists. I mean, you see at the universities where there'll be a Kamala stand and nobody's lined up for it. There'll be a Trump stand with 500 people lined up behind it wanting bumper stickers. Folks, it is women. Because it's still women. It's not all women, but it's a big chunk that watch mainstream media and just accept it as it's real. And they really believe Trump loves Hitler. And they really believe that, you know, all this stuff because they want somebody to just tell them lies. And it's a fact. And that's because 80% of advertising, certainly not on talk radio, that's mainly a male thing, targets women in general, 80%. And so the brainwashing's going on, and women want to be friendly. They want to, you know, they want to just work together. And when they get accused of, hey, you're a racist if you don't support the Democrats, well, I'm a Democrat. 90 plus percent, depending on the study, it's over 90% of women are the ones that have Stockholm syndrome. I mean, the majority of women, when they get kidnapped, it's over 50%, by kidnappers that even abuse them, within a week or so, start working with the kidnappers and thinking they're right. And it's a survival instinct in women because throughout our development, when one tribe would take over another tribe, they would kill the men and boys above about 10 because they would learn that they would hold a grudge and that the boys, you know, would grow into men and kill them later. That's why in The Godfather, that's based on a composite of real stories, Godfather 2, goes back to Sicily, and Vito Sr. gets killed by the local mob boss, and then they have to hide. Little Vito is like 7 years old because the mob boss is trying to kill him. He has to be put on a boat and sent to America. And then when he's 30-something years old and has his fortune, he gets on a boat, goes back to Sicily, and goes and kills the Don. So it's women are designed that when they get kidnapped, they will revert to the kidnapper. That's why men can pimp women. And the meaner, and it's not all women. Certainly not the women I've been around in my family. but the point is that real women make men be more of men. They want dominant, alpha, kick-ass men. That's what alpha females do. Instead, the new alpha female is a property of the state and the globalist and thinks she's in charge as a house slave, making sure the men are kept in line. So that's it. And so, yes, it's true. It's true that the women in the West have Stockholm syndrome, a large portion of them, and they won't even complain when a male is in her sport. When their daughter has a male competing against them, the women won't complain. Not all of them, I'm saying statistically more of them, will lay down. They'll lay down to men in their dressing rooms because they don't want to say something. They don't want to rock the boat. That's how women are on average. Men are supposed to be the ones that don't put up with stuff. It's how we're designed. But men won't be men. Women try to come in and act like men, but instead they're enforcers for the globalists that hate their guts. Get to another caller here. Chester in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I would think that what's going on with the election and how you're talking about the mass rigging and in-our-face, prima facie cheating going on is part of a mass humiliation ritual of the West and training the populace as a whole to submit to domination.
The WEF admitted that. They said the mask and the lockdowns, the training for the new carbon lockdown, we're all slaves and can't leave our house unless our cell phone tells us to.
And I, agree that, it needs to be blatantly obvious, but also it's what the mass as a whole, the founding fathers said, is willing to put up with, and there's so many conflicts going on, not only with domestically, but the war with Russia. And I think Russia can handle themselves, their big boy country. And, but what's going on in Israel and Gaza with the genocide there. I'm a big critic of Israel, of how they've handled the war there. I think war is a part of human existence, not only on a macro scale, but within us all day to day. And what they're doing with the Arab country, Arab population there, even though it's genocide, is pseudo psyops, trying to scare them away because they have the Arab population greatly outnumbers them. So they have to use brutal tactics, and it's been done, unfortunately, in history for thousands of years, similar to what happened in the Balkans and with Vlad the Impaler. That's why he was doing the impaling, was to scare off people, and I think a lot of people now, because of you, Mr. Jones, have really woken up to how deep the rabbit hole goes and how much it impacts their day-to-day life and how many psyops they're operating in. It's not just the singular, straightforward attack, but a multi-angular attack. What do you think?
Well, it's not just me. It's that the evil's so out in the open, and there's a lot of prominent people, but definitely we get recognized by the enemy as being patient zero at the center of the epicenter of the resistance. But yeah, and everything becomes psychological warfare methodologies with the public schools and the private schools and the corporations. They're all running manipulations. And then each level of the executives down is under another manipulation, and people need to just become straight shooters again. And not comply with all this flim-flam and crap. The medical system's weaponized. The whole culture's become predatory. And a lot of people get preyed on by the system, so they say, well, hell, I'll become a predator too. They give up. And then it becomes even worse. And so that's the point of no return that Klaus Schwab talks about, undermining society, doing everything they can to shut off energy, to dumb people down, to support criminals at every level. So good people give up and the carrying capacity of a good civilization fails. That's Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven didn't invent this. It was just a governmental university battle plan to collapse society to bring in the new system. And a lot of people on the left go, yeah, we are bringing the system down. It's going to be great. Are you kidding me? I mean, the New World Order wants you dead. And I get that's a hard thing to come to grips with, but isn't that the final equation? Isn't that the normal thing in history where a group comes in and kills the other? And the globalists think they're strong because they have that instinct and inclination. They think I'm dumb because I didn't join them when Henry Kissinger tried to get me to go to New York and join them, 16 years ago. They laughed at me. They said, you're a fool. Well, we'll see who's a fool because I got God to answer to. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.